الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we are starting our book 2 now. And as I had said many times, if you are strong in your mubtada and khabar, then this lesson is a halwa puri. If you are not strong in your mubtada and khabar, then this lesson is a hard chickpeas. You have a problem in digesting them. But inshallah, we know mubtada and we know khabar. And remember, when you talk about khabar, khabar is of five kinds. Khabar is of five kinds. Okay, brother, I write a sentence here. What did I write, brothers and sisters? Allahu Ghafurun Rahim. How will you translate? Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. Allahu. What is Allahu? Mubtada. What is it? Sahih. Where is the khabar? Ghafurun. And what is Rahimun? Is also khabar. When it comes to Allah, are you with me? We cannot say Rahimun is not. This is khabar number 2. Only when it comes to Allah, we'll be doing it more, inshallah, and we'll learn. Now I'm putting something in front of Allah. What is it, brother? What did I do? Inna Allah Ghafurur Rahim. What happened now? What happened to Allah? It was Allahu, it became Inna Allah. Who did that? Inna. So what is Inna? How do I define Inna? What do you define inna as? Can you read? Harfu tawkidin wa nasbin. How do you define inna as? Harfu tawkidin wa nasbin. What is tawkid, brother? Emphasis. What is tawkid? Emphasis. For emphasizing. And what is nasbin? Something that will give the that will make the noun mansub. Remember, harf jar made the noun majrur. So harfu nasbin will make the noun mansub. Are you with me? Now mansub will come. Are you with me? Now mansub will come. Okay. So inna is a harf. What is harf? Particle. What is it? Particle of emphasis and making the noun mansub. Okay? That is what inna is. What is the meaning of inna? Truly, verily, surely, definitely. But brother, these meanings do not convey the same force and intensity as inna comes. Inna has its own sweetness and punch. And intensity that one has to understand inna in Arabic only. Okay?
Taqid was?
Nasbin, brother. Taqid is emphasis. Taqid to Urdu mein taqid hai nahi hai. Sister Mainas, do we have taqid in Urdu? Taqid, Urdu? Yes. Taqid kehte hain, is taqid. Taqid is also correct. Nasbin is something which will make it, give it a nasab. It will give the noun a nasab. The noun has to come after inna. Okay?
Nasab, I didn't understand that.
Mansub karega bhai.
Achha, masab.
Okay? Nasab means mansub. It will make it mansub. Do you see what happened to Allah? It became mansub. Are you with me? Inna Allah Ghafurun Rahim. Okay. Now, brothers and sister, look at it carefully. What is Allahu? What is Allahu? Mubtada. What is Allahu? Sahih. And what is Ghafurun? Khabar. Fine. Now, Inna came. And it made the Allah Mansu. Now what is Allah? We won't call it Mubtada. Because Mubtadas are always Marfu. It is no longer Mubtada. What do we call it now? Here you have to understand. It is called Ismu Inna. What is it called? Ismu. Very simple. Ismu Inna. What is it? Allah is Ismu Inna. And I write down one more thing. Mansubun. And then what will I say to Ghafur? It is Khabaru Inna. What did I write, brothers and sisters? So Mubtada will change into Ismu Inna if the Inna comes. So if you know Mubtada very well, you have no problem, because you know Mubtada change into Ismu Inna. And the khabar of Mubtada, now because it is coming with Inna, we will call it Khabru Inna. What you will call it? Is it any difficulty here? Huh? Sister Maimuna? Huh? Ismu Inna and Khabru Inna, khalas. Which was our Mubtada Khabar, now it changed into Ismu Inna and Khabru Inna. Are you with us, Sister Fatima? Mubtada, what Mubtada change into? What Mubtada change into? Ismu Inna. And what is the Khabar now called? Khabru Inna. That's all you have to remember. And as you know, the Khabar can be of five kinds. So if it is one word, then the Khabru Inna will be Marfu. Khabru Inna will be Marfu. If it is not one word, then Khabru Inna can be Shibu Jumla. Khabru Inna can be Jumla Ismiya. Khabru Inna can be Zarf, anything. We know Khabar of five kinds. So that knowledge will greatly help you. Okay? Fine, brothers and sisters, I give you more example. I write here example. Hamidun, Hamidun, Talibun. Huh? Sahih. What kind of a sentence is this? Jumla Ismiya. Huh? And it is Mubtada and Khabar. Where is Mubtada? Hamid. And Talibun is Khabar. Now, Inna will always come in Jumla Ismiya. And it will, the Jumla will remain Jumla Ismiya. When will Inna enter? Inna will enter into Jumla Ismiya. Huh? Because that's the way it is. When it comes into Jumla Ismiya, the Mubtada turns into Ismu Inna. Huh? Okay, brother? This is your Mubtada and your Khabar. Now put Inna. What shall I say now? Inna Hamidan. What will you say? Inna Hamidan. Inna Hamidan. Then, what will I say? Talibun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So what will you say? Inna Harfu Tawqid wa Nasbin. And what is Hamidan? Ismu Inna. And what is Talibun? Khabar Inna. That's all. Not a big deal here. Huh? Okay? Okay. Inna Allah Ghafurun Rahim. Inna Allah. Okay? Remove Inna. It was Allahu. Fine, brothers and sisters? Okay. Now I come back to this. What is this, brother? What did I write down? Innahu Ghafurun Rahim. Okay. Inna has come. Inna has come. Our brothers and sisters. So what is Inna? Inna Harfu Tawqid wa Nasbin. Huh? And what is who here? It is Ismu Inna. What is it? Ismu Inna. MashaAllah. Okay. It is. Are you with me? Ismu Inna. Okay. Ismu Inna is always Mansub. So who is here? Mansub. Huh? Remember, Kitabuhu then who was mudaf ilayhi majroor? Minhu. The who was ism majroor, because of preposition. But when it comes to same who, when it comes with a inna, then the who is mansub. Why it is mansub? Because of inna. Are you with me? Because of inna. So it is very simple, brother. Okay? So if I say here, innahu taliban, talibun. Truly he is a student. So where is the ismu inna? Who? Is it mansub? Yes. Why? Because ismu inna are always mansub. Why? Because the ismu inna is always mansub. Yes.
Why don't you put the fatha then if it's mansub?
Where?
Inna ha. Why don't you make it inna ha? It's mansub. Sorry.
We'll put inna ha.
Okay.
To satisfy Sister Salma. Now it will be. Okay, make it now. Innaha, what will happen here? Talibatun. Talibatun. Are you with me? Innaha, talibatun. See now, khabar matches. Do you see? Now, brothers and sisters, make it. They are students. What will you say? Innahum. Innahum tullabun. Are you with me? Now let us make it into hunna. What will you say? Inna hunna talibatun. Are you with me? Brother, once you understand this concept, now you can go to Quran and wherever inna comes, figure out where is the ism and where is the khabar. And you will love your exploration and your discoveries. Brother, are you with me? Where is ismu inna? Who? Where is ismu inna? Ha. Where is ismu inna? Whom? Where is ismu inna? Are they majroor or mansub or marfu? Mansub. We know inna will have mansub. Fine, brother. Now, I write here something else. Where did I write, brothers and sisters? Anta talibun. Now let us put and emphasize it. So what will I say now? Innaka. Because you know, ta is a marfu. So what will you say? Innaka. See, now in the Quran we say, innaka anta sami'ul alim. So innaka, we are emphasizing it. When you say innaka, then he is in front of you. You are talking to him. Innaka anta tawwabu rahim. So anta was used for emphasize here. When it comes to the Quran, we will learn it. But innaka, truly you, talibun. Now I say, anti talibatun. What will I say now? Innaki. Khalas. Talibatun. Sahih, brother? Now, I am a student and I want to emphasize. Inni or innani. Both will be correct. Let us write down inni talibun. Nahnu. Inna naur inna. Inna tullabun. Sahi? Antum. Antum tullabun. I want to emphasize. Innakum tullabun. Now I want to emphasize sisters. Antunna talibatun. Inna. Brother, tell me, isn't it easy? Why you are doing it so fast? Because you have the idea of pronouns. You have the idea of pronouns. And you have the idea of mubtada khabar very well. That's it. That's the lesson, brother. That's the lesson. Okay? So once you understand with this foundation in you, things become easy, brother. And you are going to enjoy it. Now there are other complementary things with inna that I will show you inshallah tomorrow. Brother, there are so many beautiful things from Quran. If I'll tell you, you are going to love them. Okay. So, is it clear, brother? What is inna? Harfu taqid wa nasb. Say everybody together with me. What is inna? Harfu taqid wa nasb. One more time. Harfu taqid wa nasb. Say one more time. Harfu taqid wa nasb. What is the translation in English? Particle of emphasis and making the noun mansub. That's all. Okay. And then mubtada will change into ismu inna. And the khabar will change into khabar inna. Khalas. That's all there is to be learned. Now, from now onwards, we will come to know that many of these things like inna and kana, they have sisters. What they have? So, inna wa akhwatu inna. We are going to learn. Sounds difficult? Akhwatu inna. Brother, inna is a badi behen. All are choti behne. Are you with me? So if the badi behen does something, the choti will follow the same rules. So it's not difficult. If inna does something, what does inna do? It makes its ism mansub. And it is called ismu inna. So if there are other sisters, for example, anna. What is it? Anna. Inna. We are only learning inna now. But then we will learn anna. So if anna is there, it will have ism and it will have khabar. If you have lakinna, it will have ism and it will have khabar. Then ka'anna. These are all very simple and easy. Provided you are strong in your mubtada and khabar. Okay? And then another thing. La'alla. What is it? La'alla. Okay? This is another sister of inna. Okay? La'allahu. So what is la'allah? Perhaps. Now la'allah has two meanings, but Dr. Abdurrahim takes his time to explain us. The first meaning is hope. What is it? Hope. The other meaning is fear. But then as we will follow the book. We are not going to go outside the book in this case. We'll follow the book, brothers and sisters. And the la'alla meaning is hope. I ask you something. Kaifa haluka ya akhi? What is the meaning?
How are you?
And then I immediately say, la'allaka bi khair. I hope you are well. So la'allaka, I say. Be khair. Okay, brothers and sisters. You might say I'm jumping, but you know why? Even if I'm jumping, because I know you are strong. Okay? Let me write down something. Are you with me, brother? Now what is la'allah? Akhwatu inna. What is it? Akhwatu inna. So, what is Kaya now? Sister Maimuna, what is Kaya now? What is Ka? Ka is a Ismul La'alla. Because, are you with me? What is Abad Hasan? La'alla Ka, what is Ka? Ismul La'alla, because La'alla has come. And what does La'alla do? Whatever the older sister does, it gives the ism mansub, makes the ism mansub. That's her job. Okay, and we know khabar is of five kind. What kind of a khabar is this here? Bi khairin. Jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Are you with me? Now this is the khabar of la'alla. What is it? La'alla. Are you with me? Brother, we can finish this lesson today. But we won't. Okay, are you with me? It's very... Because you know it, because you are strong in your damair, it is very easy. Okay, brother? Let us start. Inna and put 14 damair. Innahu, innahuma, innahum, innaha, innahuma, innahunna, innaka, innakuma, innakum, innaki, innakuma, innakunna, inni, inna. Are you with me? Inni, inna. Tell me, is it difficult? You can do it, brother. Let us do la'alla. La'allahu, la'allahuma, la'allahum, la'allaha, la'allahuma, la'allahunna, la'allaka, la'allakuma, la'allakum, la'allaki, la'allakuma, la'allakunna, la'alli, la'alli, and then la'allana, 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 okay? So what were you doing here? We were just adding pronouns, and what are these pronouns now? Either if you put with inna, then it becomes ismu inna. If you put with la'alla, they become ismu la'alla. Okay. Now we are not doing it now, but just for the sake of fun and to tease you. Let us do lakinna. Ready? Lakinnahu, lakinnahuma, lakinnahum. Lakinnaha, lakinnahuma, lakinnahum, lakinnaka, lakinnakuma, lakinnakum, lakinnaki, lakinnakuma, lakinnakunna, lakinnani, lakinnana. You will come across this in the Quran, brother. Left and right. What did you do? We added damair to lakinna, so damair became ismu lakinna. That's all. Ismu lakinna. Yes, Sister Arifa? Lakinnani. Lakinni you can say. So long as you give a shadda there. Okay? You can say. But shadda has to be there. Because sometimes... No, you know, I don't want to say too much because I want you to go home with smiling, not with too much of a stress. Okay. But this is it. Okay? So, in short, inna wa akhwatu inna will make the noun mansub. And noun has to come. It's a condition. If you are using inna, you have to have a jumla ismiya. And noun has to come. Okay? Later on, we will take Quranic verses and I'll tell you how beautiful the meaning becomes when you understand it. and how much you enjoy it, brothers and sisters. How much you enjoy it. Okay. You got the idea? Ismu inna and khabar inna, which were previously muftada and khabar. Khalas, brother. That's it. And when you use damair with innahu, then those damair become ismu inna, and this time they are mansub. Khalas. That's it, brother. That's the whole lesson. Okay, fine. I'll give you one more with a definite noun, brother. Al-Mudarrisu Jadidun. What is the translation? The teacher is new. What is Al-Mudarris? Mubtada. What is Jadidun? Khabar. Let us put now inna. Emphasize it. What shall I do now? Shall I make it in Al-Mudarrisi? What will I do now? Mudarrisa. See, our knowledge will help us in the Quran. Innal mudarrisa. Innal mudarrisa. What will happen to jadidun? Will it become jadidin? No. Khabar is marfu. Ja. Di. Dun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So far, so good. Interesting. Sister Nasreen, not difficult, because you know Mubtada Khabar. So, and you know your pronouns, okay? Okay, brothers? We start the lesson. And there are many things in the lesson, newer things are coming. I'll explain you slowly, slowly. Brothers and sisters, we've got 15 minutes left, and we will try to do as much as we can. Otherwise, tomorrow we'll start from the lesson again. You have to say anything about Abdul Samad?
Can you say you have to follow now. Can you say, inna fi kitabi?
Inna?
Fi kitabi. In this
three. Brother, fil kitabi, is fil kitabi muftada? No, then it cannot be ismu inna. But then, brother, I want to show you so many things. The one thing that I really want to show you tomorrow, if time permitting, brother, look at this sentence. And I want to explain you tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, you cannot translate Quran. You've got to understand it through the language and feel the sweetness of it. What is this? Innal insana. How many times do we read this every day, I guess? What the inna harfu taqid. Wa nasbin. What is al insana? Ismu inna. So where is the khabar inna? Fi khusrin. What is it? Fi harfjar came. Harfjar, ism, so khusrin became majroor. Every human being is in loss. But what is this la? That is another beautiful thing. Very beautiful thing. We learn in book 3, but we are going to learn tomorrow. Because if I explain you this concept of the la that comes, brother, it will make your reading of the Quran right away more interesting. And it is not difficult. It's so very easy that tomorrow when I'll explain you, you are going to be surprised. Inshallah. Okay? So the concept of inna is very important for us to understand, and you will understand without much difficulty. Because you have a strong foundation of Muftada. But suppose you did not have an idea of Muftada and Khabar. then you will only be translating. You won't be understanding it fully. And if you did not have the idea of Damayar, how they are attached, then you will not be able to say with confidence whether they are Majroor, Mansoob, what are they doing. You know, this way it becomes easy for you. Ready, brother and sister? Hashim, yes. Where is khabar marfu? Fi khusrin. Sister Nusrat. Remember, all of you, khabar is of how many kinds?
Five kinds.
The scholars will say three kinds, because they put shibu jumla together as one, and al jumla, which is fi'liya and ismiya, as one. But I think for our simplicity, we say five kinds. Okay. Now, if it is not one word, then it is a shibu jumla khabar. So what is fi khusrin? Jar majrur, shibu jumla khabar. Khabar, kiski khabar hai? Inna ki. It is the khabar of inna. Remember, ismu inna and khabar inna. Don't confuse. Get confused, okay? Ismu inna and khabar inna. So when you will see inna in the Quran, just like we say, if there is a fi'l, there is a file. If there is a mubtada, there is a khabar. If there is a ismu, if there is a inna, then we have to have a ismu inna. And then we got to look for the khabar inna. Where is the khabar inna? In this case, inna al-insana. What is al-insana? Ismu inna. Fi khusrin khabar inna. Are you with me, brother? This is very easy. Brother, things will become so beautiful and interesting, inshallah. Okay? Now, I beg your pardon? Yeah, khabar inna is always marfu. Are you with me? Khabar inna is always marfu. That is why I say this is so easy. And you see, that is the beauty of Dr. Abdurrahim's book, his vision, how he wants to teach us. He starts with Muftada khabar in whole of book 1. Then we come to book 2. He starts with inna, because inna enters jumla ismiya, changes into muftada, makes muftada mansub, and we call now that muftada, what do we call it? Ismu inna. And khabar remains marfu, so we call it khabar inna. Khalas. Are you with me? Is there any confusion? Okay, what is mubtada? Is it mubtada marfu or mansu? Marfu. What is khabar? Is this khabar marfu or one word? It is marfu. Now come inna. Inna only has an effect on mubtada. It will make mubtada mansu. We won't call it anymore that thing mubtada. We will call it ismu inna. And it is mansu. And then khabar is marfu, still marfu. But if you look at this, Inna Allaha Ghafurun Rahim, what do you see there, Brother Farooq? What is, do you see Ghafurun? Khabar, what is it? Dun dan din, what is it? Marfu, that's it. So you got to remember that. Those are the rules. These are the rules, brother. Ismu inna, mansu. Khabar inna, if it is one word, marfu. Or it can be shibu jumla. Inna is harfu tawqidin wa nasbin. And then the is, that the noun that will come after inna will become mansu. And what are we going to call it? Ismu inna. Khalas. That's all. Yes, Sister Salma.
Is it okay then to remember for ourselves that the noun following inna is always in the
mubtada? Yeah, it used to be mubtada. Now it is ismu inna, yeah. Why? Because inna enters jumla ismiya. Inna will only enter jumla ismiya. It will not enter jumla failia.
It is the immediate next noun.
Yes. Okay. If it is not next noun, then it can be a mile away.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay, here is a beautiful example that we are going to learn later on. Brother and sister, you are going to inshallah one day memorize this surah. This is the last ruku of Ali Imran. What is it? Last ruku of Ali Imran. Most of you know it, you know. She said, Mahanas, probably you know it. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتَلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Brother, immediately after إِنَّ came فِي. It came فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ جَارْ مَجْرُرْ. Okay? Are you with me? So can fis samavati be ismu inna? No way, it is jar majrur. It has to be a noun. So now we are going to look where the noun is. Are you with me? Noun is, okay? So a noun can be a half a kilometer away. The ismu inna can be further down. Are you with me? I don't want to go too much in detail. Just wait, brothers and sisters. And as soon as you are ready, we will bring Quranic verses. And there are so many. And inshallah, that is our reason why we are studying language of the Quran, to understand the Quran. Okay, brother. Hashim, he is a student. Huh? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hashim is now asking the teacher, Kaifa? Halu? No, you see, you will be able to, you won't say kaifa hali. No, you say kaifa halu ka. Ya ustad. And afterwards, what does he say? La laka bi khair. Means, I hope you are well. So, brother, la Allah came. What is la Allah? Min akhwatu inna. Okay, fine. Okay. And then what is ka? Ismu la'alla mansub. And where is the khabar la'alla? Bikhair, I wrote it down, isn't it? La'alla ka bi is the khabar of what? Jar majur shibu jumla khabar la'alla. Aap samjhe? It's very simple. Sometimes I don't write. I think you'll be able to match it. Fine. Alhamdulillah. What is the answer? Alhamdulillah. But what is alhamdulillah? Mubtada. Jar majur shibu jumla khabar. Wa kaifa haluka anta ya Hashim? And how are you? See, if the ustad has said, wa kaifa haluka ya Hashim, it is perfect. But he says, kaifa haluka, and he is using anta. Now, anta usually comes in the beginning. Here, the anta is used for emphasis. How are you? You, O Hisham. Are you with me? So here anta is for taqeed. What will you say? For taqeed, keh de aap. Okay, fine. Hashim, fine. Ana uhibbuka kathiran. What a beautiful. Ana, mubtada. What is uhibbu? This is your verb. It's in present tense. We haven't learned it. We are not going to go in detail, brother. Only I would say uhibbuka, I love. Love whom? Ka. So ka is your mafulun bihi. Ka is an object of, would you like to write it down? Just write down that. No further explanation. Ka is an object. Isme mat likhenge. Aapki, you know, kitab. Tomorrow we are going to do it again, inshallah. Okay. Oh, what is kathiran? Mansoob hai. Kathiran. Do you remember? Anybody remembers? Mashallah. Mafoolun mutlak. Now, what is the actual meaning? We are going to do later on. But it is mafool. See, now you remember that this is mafoolun mutlak. Mashallah, that was excellent, Brother Abdussam. Mashallah, fine. Innaka talibun zakiyun. What is it, brothers and sisters? Innaka. What is inna? Harfu tawqid wa nasbin. What is ka? Ismu inna mansubun. You will always write down ismu inna mansubun so that you remember. Fine, you got your ismu inna. Where is khabar inna? Talibun. And what is zakiyun? Naat. You are a very intelligent student. Now comes another. Wa mujtahidun. Another naat. Maqtufun ala zakiyun. Fine. And then, waw came again. And what is zu? What is zu? We don't have time. It is mudaf. Zu will always come as a mudaf. And there will be mudaf ilahi. Zu means possessor or owner. Are you with me? Now this is something that tomorrow I will explain to you in detail. Zu is always mudaf. So what will be after zu? Mudaf ilahi. And mudaf ilahi is always majrur. So zu khulukin means, this is the way in Arabic we write down. Zu khulukin means he has good manners. He has a good manners. So Ustad is saying to Hashim, innaka talibun zakiyun wa mujtahidun wa zu khulukin. How will you translate? True, verily you are a intelligent, hard-working, and you have good character. You are a student, hard-working, intelligent, with good characters. With good character. This is in English we translate. But how we will translate, how we will analyze in Arabic and understand? As I said, inna harfu taqid wa nasmin ka ismu inna mansub talibun khabar inna Zakiyun, Nat, Waw, Ataf, Mujtahidun, Mautufun ala, Zakiyun, and Waw, Ataf, Zu, Mautufun ala, Zakiyun. Are you with me? Wahuwa Mudaf, and then Mudaf ilayhi. Isn't it beautiful, brother? You are going to get stronger and stronger in your analysis, inshallah. Sister Salma, brother and sister, 12:30, we have to finish now. No, because see, there was a naat followed by a waw and then followed by another noun. So then that another noun is, we will say mautufun ala, what is before waw. So what is before waw? Naat. So then mujtahidun is a mautufun ala zakiyun. You can say naat if you want to say, but we will here say mautufun ala. It is a naat, you know. Three of them are naat, but we say mautufun ala, mautufun ala, mautufun ala. Are you with me? Inshallah. How do you find so far things? Interesting? Alhamdulillah. Okay. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا. Drive carefully.